This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Time now for us to discover your hidden power. As many of you know, I am, by the way, for those of you who don't know, I'm Doug Steffen. In addition to being Doug Steffen, I am a very curious sort. And with all my years on the radio, I've always tried to engage people, provoke people, inspire people with insight into things that are not on the top of the heap when it comes to discussion, especially on a radio or a general consumer radio program like this. But we do have lots of hidden power. There are lots of things about our lives that many of us don't understand. Some of us do the same things the same way all the time. What's the old expression? How crazy it is to keep repeating things, doing everything the same way, expecting a different result. And so what I'm eager to do here, because I'm curious myself, my Scorpio nature gets me to be, or allows me to be a free thinker, and I don't tell you that I always have the right thoughts or the most intelligent thoughts, but I do have lots of thoughts. And it has helped me expand my mind, and because of my curiosity, learning more about how my mind works, I thought it would be great for us to bring you a series of programs on what's going on in your mind, or how perhaps you can make your mind work a little bit better. And in this, in my desire to bring you things that not a lot of other people talk about on the radio, things come up that are sometimes controversial. So with that in mind, I bring you a lady who is, or she describes herself as, a complete and hopeless romantic. Her name is Beth Liebling. We met actually last week at the Talkers Convention. She does a radio program called Love and Laughter on a station in Houston, and is the love and the laughter comes from lots of different sources. I suppose loving and laughing, Beth, you might, when you get naked with somebody for the first time, you just, you know, gales of laughter, right?
I think everybody should be laughing in their bedroom, and if they're not, they're just not doing it right, or they're not doing it enough.
All right. So the idea here is to prevent people from getting stuck and using your mind and your imagination to exercise that part of your mind which gives you the ability to look at things differently, whether it's romance. I think most people, when they go to see, and we're going to bring Maria Trilogy in on this in a few minutes, because when most people go to an astrologer, they want to talk about romance, their job, or their health. But most of the time, it's romance. So in your experience, people come to you. You've been trained. I think you told me you were professionally a lawyer, but as, and then one could come up with a line, what's a great girl like you doing in a career like that? Or how did you decide to get out of lawyering and start giving advice to people?
Yeah. Well, even when I was a kid, my parents were very uptight. They didn't know how to talk about love and romance and sex. They threw three books at me and said, here. And that was the last conversation we ever had about romance, relationships, or sex. So even as a kid, I knew I wanted to educate people about how to talk to their kids about these things, or I wanted to write books directly for kids whose parents didn't know how to talk to them. So this crazy passion of mine has been ongoing, but I wound up in law school and then became a board-certified divorce lawyer just because, frankly, it was faster than getting a PhD. But I've always been, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
But I would tell people when they came to me for divorce that they could either pay for their kids' college or my kids' college. It's just that easy. I always thought that dealing with people and dealing with problems head on was a better way to do it. And then divorces were said. So now I'm in the, I learned a lot though about what tears people apart. And the biggest one is that they lose the intimacy, that special connection.
All right. So let's go one step further and use the power of our mind to understand losing intimacy, losing the desire to be intimate, is created by what? What sort of mental or physical things happen that cause people to lose their desire for another human being with whom they have been very intimate?
There are lots of different reasons. Life comes in the way. When you're dating somebody at first, that intimacy, that's the way to escape life, right? Those are those moments where you forget all the problems in the world. You are completely, you become connected to this other person. It is the fantasy. Once people are in long-term relationships, I think what happens is that that becomes part of their problem. And so the physical intimacy, acts of intimacy between them doesn't necessarily take them outside of those everyday world. They carry them with them. They resent, oh, I had to do the dishes today. You haven't taken the trash out yet. You're giving too much time to your kids, et cetera, et cetera. So I liken it a little bit to the fact that nobody would ever see the same TV show, the same theater show every night. And yet what happens in our intimate relations is we go into the bedroom, we're going to see the same show every night. And somehow then we're surprised that it doesn't satisfy us. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to think of it as a romantic show and to think about what kind of show they want to create and have the freedom. We can like a stand-up one-person comedy show. We can like a two-person show with no acts, no props, no intermissions. Everything from there on out to change the lighting, change the music, add some scenery, intermissions, costume changes, and a full-on chorus line. We like all of those things when we go to the theater, and I encourage people to bring that into their romantic life, whether it's through acting out fantasies, whether it's scenes, costumes, changes, romantic props. So I think everybody should have a prop closet. Because again, nobody goes to the theater to see the props. They need the actors to use them. That's what gives them depth and meaning. But it definitely changes the show.
So when you use...
You just text your partner and say, hey, this is the kind of show I want to see tonight.
When you use the props or you use the imagination you're talking about, and this is really how we get to your hidden power, the power that's in there, the imagination, the creativity, that in many respects has been, and I don't use this term, well, it's beaten out of us because of convention. And so the average person who might have desire or be interested in lots of different intimate things feels that the conventionality that is necessary is the external gets into the internal. Am I right with that?
Yes, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. We need to, the power that we have is actually what it is that turns us on, mm-hmm. that makes us smile, that brings a glint to our eye, that's just a little bit of unexpected. That's exactly right.
You have a place in Houston called Darling Way, which is a boutique that now has some of the touches or the trappings of a physical romance. Is that you notice how gingerly I'm describing
you are,
this?
I know.
Yeah.
I know, and isn't it terrible because nobody has any idea? But yes, so Darling Way. To me, it's a place of love. It is a place that doesn't matter how old you are, you come in here, there's fun, there's love, there's warmth, there's a little excitement. You can laugh at things that you've never seen before. There are all sorts of romantic props that people probably haven't seen before. There's lingerie that's just to die for that you can put on and you feel like a princess. There's underwear and things for men that my son who works in the shop, he says the underwear, it's life-changing.
Your son, does he model the underwear?
No, he works here. No, he manages all my IT and stuff. But he's my harshest critic. And yes, so it's just amazing that what we put on changes the way we feel about ourselves. From the first thing you put on after your shower or whatever in the morning, if you put on something dingy and drab, you feel kind of dingy and drab. You put on something that fits you and feels good, and you actually love touching it. You want to touch yourself. Your partner wants to touch you more. It carries with you all day long. Women, we have what we call power bras. You put those on in the morning. I used to, when I was working as a lawyer and going to court, I put on a power bra if I had a tough day in court that day. And it was like you were just talking about Wonder Woman, right? What we wear, that outfit carries through, whether or not anybody sees it or not. So the same thing, but let's free those imaginations. Let's take that judgment out and let's really finding a long-term relationship, that should be where the best power is. That excitement that we can try things, we can like things, we can see a show tonight in our bedroom. We don't have to promise that we're going to see it again every single night forever. We may never want to see it. We may want to see it once a week, once a year. I don't care. But let's do it different. And let's laugh together, not at each other.
But your hidden
space to do it.
Your hidden power is the focus here. Beth Liebling from Darling Way in Houston, also a host on the. It's interesting. The radio program you do is on the sports station, which I find intriguing as well. In a moment, appearance. I want to find out what astrology and Maria Trilogy can do to support a love relationship. I want to kind of talk about. The elements of what you are bringing to the table and what she brings to the table that can create much better love, because that's part of your imagination goes to those places. That's part of your hidden power to bring them into reality as we continue here at 17 past the hour. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'm KFC's Extra Crispy Colonel. You're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my Extra Crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded Extra Crispy Chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
All right, 20 minutes after the hour, Beth Liebling is here, and Maria Trilogy will join us in a few moments. The Love and Laughter program, Love and Laughter with Beth from a station in Houston. She talks about most anything. I actually haven't heard you, so I don't know how this takes place. I mean, there are probably a lot of people that have fun with it and are not very serious when it comes to this stuff. I would tend to be very serious about it because I think that being in love and having a love relationship is a very serious thing, although it needs to be fun. As you said, you got to shift it up. I guess.
Yes.
And it is, I don't think it's even just in the bedroom. I think that it's with your everyday approach to life, doing different things, although it's fun to go to the movies and go to dinner and that sort of thing. There's nothing worse than being boring. And
right.
I don't want to be boring. Right. And, I think you got to go ahead.
I actually tell people that I think actually romance, it might end in the bedroom. You might have the final act, if you will, in the bedroom, but romance should start way before then. It should start really in the morning before you even leave for work, if you can, or whatever it is, but it should be an ongoing process. It is not just a 5-minute, 15-minute, or whatever you think once the lights go out in the bedroom and you're ready to go to sleep.
One wonders if you can have love for somebody and never have it end in the bedroom, if the love is a different kind of love, but we're talking about emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical love in this context. 21 after the hour.
Be be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Focus on the hidden powers of your mind. Each time we get together here, we have the services of one of the most fantastic astrologers the world has ever known. Maria Francesca Trilogy is here. We also have Mary O'Malley, who is a great intuitive. So these two ladies are here every week. And so the interchange with somebody like Beth Leibling is here with us. Beth, is it Liebling or Liebling? I got to make sure that I...
Liebling.
It's Liebling. Okay. So
yes.
Beth Liebling is a person who has been in touch, getting in touch, trying to help people get in touch with how they can use their mind for a great sexual and relationship. I guess the two sometimes do go hand in hand, sometimes they don't. But a relationship experience also can be supported by astrology. And so I wanted to have Maria have a conversation with Beth about how astrology supports love, the compatibility factors that go into this. So, Maria, I'll let you take it away, and maybe you can just ask or interact with Beth directly.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Maria.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm so good.
Good. I've been kind of listening a little bit to the show and was talking to Doug yesterday. We were discussing the idea of how astrology fits in with love, and when I do work with clients that are looking for something called a compatibility chart, we look at where different planets are located between the two people. And of course, first of all, we look at their basic nature being their sun sign. But as far as love is concerned, the planets we look at, of course, is where the moons are located, and what's the chemistry between the signs that the moons are in. So if someone has a moon in a fire sign and the other person has a moon in a water sign, it is going to bring a different kind of love relationship than if two people together have moons and fire signs. We always look at where the Venus and Mars signs are, because that will indicate what the sexual attraction is between these two people.
So let me ask you this. When you, Maria, are counseling people, and Beth is a counselor too, so maybe both of you can sort of factor this in. Do people come to you pretty much with the same kind of problems, the problems being intimacy, and maybe you both have different ways of working through whatever the intimacy problem, but isn't that what breaks down some suspicion that leads to a lack of love, a lack of lust, a lack of whatever?
Well, yes, it depends on how we experience emotional response. Some people, when they fall in love, that love comes to them, or the passion comes immediately, where the other person may have that passion in the beginning of the relationship, and then there is somewhat of a breakdown because other issues come in. So it really is a wonderful way for a couple to understand each other, understand the way each other thinks, understand the way each other processes emotions, and understand their sexuality. Some people are very passionate and sexual, and other people do not process emotion in that way. It isn't like they don't want to be intimate with a partner, but that intimacy is different than maybe the male or the female. And it isn't always the man that's the most assertive or aggressive in the way that they show their emotions. It depends a lot on what that combination is like. And as I've always said, it's the chemistry between people.
All right, so Beth, let me try this on Beth for a second, Maria. When you're counseling people, they come to you and they say they've lost their loving feeling, the Righteous Brothers song, you've lost that loving feeling. Do you find that people get it back again? And is there an understanding? I think that's part of the hidden power here. If you really want to have it work again, is there a way of doing that? Or once it's gone, do you figure it's gone?
I think that when both partners actually want it back, then there is every likelihood that it will. Because in all relationships, things ebb and flow. But when you're both committed to the same kind of goals, you can make almost anything happen. What happens sometimes is people wait too long, and one party or the other has basically emotionally already left the relationship. They might be going through the motions, but they're not really into it. And that's really hard.
So can you tell?
Maybe they'll change their mind. But
Maria, can you tell that by looking at somebody's chart, whether they have lost it, whether they're in the daily influence, not just the chart, but we all know that there are things that happen every day. The moon's here and there's something is something else somewhere else, and we're affected by astrology. So do you find that sometimes that predicates whether people want to get back together again or not? Okay.
There are certain transits that occur, and most times people will come to me when a planet called Saturn, which is where the challenges are, is in the area of their love relationship. Love relationship is in the seventh house of the chart experience. And when that happens, I know, I can tell that they better look at the relationship, find a way to bring that love back in, or the love's going to be over.
All right. Hold on. I want to continue this conversation for a little longer. We'll keep Maria Trilogy here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Now 34 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Your Hidden Power, an exploration for free thinkers with ideas that cross the border of normalcy, depending on your definition of normalcy. I've never been defined as being very normal, so maybe that's why this stuff comes pretty comfortably to me. But then we're not here for me. We're here for you, to get you to think about things in a different way, and thus the services every week of Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is our resident astrologer. Mary O'Malley, who is our intuitive, is going to join us in a little bit, because I think there's something here for all of us. The catalyst for this conversation, presented by Beth Liebling, who is the host of a program called Love and Laughter with Beth in Houston, and also is the operator of a romantic boutique, best way of describing it, Darling Way. As much as I sound like I'm an open guy, you can hear me kind of flubbing around here a little bit, because I want to make sure that we do this tastefully. And then I think to myself, Beth, why am I worried about that? Because, a lot of people just don't want to deal with these sorts of things, or think that it's stinky to talk about love and love physical love, but yet it is what makes the world go round. As much, and Maria will tell you, she's told me 100 times, if she told me once, that it's the love is the most difficult thing to understand. Maria, do you want to go further with that? How hard it is to even get a handle around what love is, because it demonstrates in so many different ways and is so crazy. And the crazier the people are, the crazier your mind is, the crazier the love experience. Where'd Maria go?
Sorry. I also said, though, that love is the most beautiful and powerful and exciting, and that is what connects us with other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
If love was not the primary emotion in life, and that's why they say it's either love or fear that we live in. Mm-hmm. So I think love is complicated, and we have to really work hard at it. So the more we can understand love and love between two people and what kind of love or how people interpret love is important. That's why people come for a compatibility chart to look at what each person's vision of love is. And then, and of course, Beth is talking about the love, the passionate physical love that's so critical. And that once we get out of the bedroom, then how do we approach each other? What is our thought process together? How do we come to decisions? What's important to us? Some people want material things. Other people, it's not as important. So we have to constantly bring together the chemistry of these two people and the understanding of the planetary influences, which will only help them to get better at saying, oh, this is the way my mate processes what I'm going through, so I need to understand that in order to understand him or her.
All right. So, Beth, in your experience talking to and working with people who may have problems, intimacy problems, is there an age factor sometimes? I say maybe age and years together, how many years they've been together, perhaps, or is when you get into later years, is it a time for people to, I mean, that's when a lot of divorces take place, and I wonder if it isn't because some folks think that at a certain age they're supposed to cut off being physical.
I think that it's the time that people spend together. It's the fact that we get more and more into a rut the longer we are, the harder then it is to turn to a partner and say, you know what, I want something different than what we've been having the past 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The best example, you talked about that this is not necessarily normal, but let me tell you, the one thing I think everybody in the world, regardless of race, culture, upbringing, gender, identity, there's a fundamental part of us that all seek intimacy. And there's a difference between love, sex, intimacy, and orgasm. And we need to identify those. So it's actually, this is the one normal thing. We just don't know how to have these conversations that actually is freeing and fun without shame, that's open and honest. So I'm trying to change our version of normal.
By looking at a compatibility chart, Maria, you can tell whether people should be encouraged to do what Beth has just suggested or not, because with some people, it just isn't going to work, right? The compatibility or what you need to know about your partner. Some partners just don't want to deal with this sort of thing, period, end of story, and others do if they're encouraged. And you can see that by looking into the moon. We have the sun, the moon, and the rising sign, those three
and
elements.
And we also have Venus and Mars, which is very critical to knowing how people approach intimacy, how they approach love. Some people approach intimacy with, yes, it's fine for us to be lovers, but I want you to then go out and do X, Y, and Z for me to feel complete and happy and know that you love me. Mm-hmm. I think what Beth is talking about is so critical and important, because it is the intimacy of love. And yet there's so much more that has to happen for that love and respect to continue. And yes, there are people that their charts are not compatible. It does not mean that those people don't get together and find a way to love each other. It's just that they need to know that there will always be a challenge with this area, depending on what it is that they disagree on. So I think it's work. It takes work to be intimate, to be loving, to be caring, and to be vulnerable enough to be able to tell the partner what is going on and what they want and what they need and how they can get there. And everybody's got their own vision and version. So when we bring two people together, something happens. A relationship is born, and then there's a third component. It's me, it's my partner, and then it's the relationship we have together.
Us.
And that's what needs to be nurtured and nourished.
All right. So let's bring our intuitive in. Mary O'Malley is with us every week. And so, Beth, you can meet Mary. Let's keep everybody together and spend a few more minutes on this. Mary O'Malley is someone who deals in the same problems, only using a different skill set, because we go, a lot of people confuse astrology and intuitive thinking. It's a completely different craft. So, Mary, we're having a conversation with Beth Liebling, who is, she does a radio program called Love and Laughter with Beth. And by the way, I'm betting that both of you would make great guests on Beth's program to talk about this in more detail, because on that program she has more time to do that sort of thing than we do here. Mary, is the number one thing you deal with intimacy and relationships? Because people come to you for the same reason they go to Maria. They want to know about their love life, romance, health, jobs, that kind of stuff. But is intimacy and relationship number one?
I'd say yes. Right up there with, you know, jobs and business, but yeah, a good deal of my phone calls are about love.
Mm-hmm. And when it's, do you find, because you don't have to ask too many questions, you just, you know, it just comes. So when you see people together, you see things about people, can you tell what the problem is? Like, is it intimacy or is it something else? And then are you pretty direct about saying you want to fix the problem, so what you got to do?
Yes. You know, a lot of it is just accepting the way the partner shows their affection, shows their love. And, you know, I quite often say this is who this person is. You know, can you accept that? You can state your needs, you know, but by and large, this person isn't coming at it from the same direction that you are. And it's really hard for people. They get, you know, if this person loves me, they're going to treat me, they're going to say this, they're going to act a certain way. And the other person is saying, no, if I love this person, I'm going to show them this way. And unless they're talking about it and understand each other, there's going to be a problem.
With Beth,
I think of it.
Go ahead, Beth.
I think of it like fast food dining. Sometimes hookup relationships are really, you really only get exactly what they're serving. But if you have a longer term relationship, then maybe the kitchen learns to adapt to whoever's with them. Because that's it. It's a combination not only of just what you can offer, but how much can you change and how much can you grow to make sure that what you're serving is what your partner actually wants and needs back.
So Maria, am I right or wrong?
Yes, yes. And it's just so wonderful though, when you can find the doorway, when you can understand your partner, when you can decide that I am going to work on this, because the value of the relationship and the value of love is so beautiful and so critical, in especially in the world we're living in today when there's so much separation, that we do want to know that I can depend on my partner and my partner can depend on me. And we can just forge together in, you know, out in the world and go to some, to Beth's store and have some fun. You know, I mean, that fun can be had well into your you know, 50s, 60s, and 70s. It doesn't mean it has to stop because we reach a certain point, a certain age, or their relationship reaches a certain age. It doesn't matter. There are people who have been married for 50 years and are just still having fun. However, they're finding that intimacy. You know, there's different ways of getting there, and I think to have that be available is beautiful.
Mary O'Malley, who's the oldest person that's come to you, male or female, for advice on love? How old?
Well, I have a couple of ladies that have called that are well into their 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And a gentleman, they're basically widows, and you know, they want to have companionship, they want to have partnership, and quite often they feel sexy, they want to feel sexy.
That's it. I want to know how much of it involves sex. How much of that involves at that age or any age involves good sex?
I'd say probably. Well, you know, it's not always easy for them to talk about that part of it. So probably what they're the ones that are actually talking about 50%, but it might be more.
All right. So, Beth, they need to go to you or go to your website, which is darlingway.com, and see what it is that they can do to jazz things up a little bit. You mean making people feel secure no matter what their age in their own sexuality. And that's part of what goes on. Yeah, I think how you feel about yourself is one of the things that's deepest and darkest in your mind. That's
yes. And I will tell you, so I have actually sold a woman her very first romantic prop, a vibrating, rechargeable. And she was probably 80 years old. She'd been married for I don't know how many decades.
Mm-hmm.
They were still happy. They just wanted to do something different. The regular,
right.
The way that they used to connect wasn't doing it anymore, and this was going to be it. But it was for both of them. So that's what I encourage. And if people
you got
want
a vibrator for both of them?
Well, yes, for him to use on her, with mm-hmm. her, because she said she still wants it, and he's willing to play with her, and that's really what it should be. You don't have to do just one particular thing to find real physical intimacy and encourage that love.
How many people's minds have gone into that imagination mode right now? All right, Maria, good job. Maria Francesca Trilogy, who is easy. You can go to MariaFrancescaTrilogy.com and find out what's going on with her there. And Mary O'Malley, who is happy to give you a 25% discount if you mention Good Day when you go to her website, MaryO'Malley.com, O-M-A-L-E-Y. And then there's a Beth, Love and Laughter with Beth is the radio program. Go to DarlingWay.com to find out more about what she has there and how she's advising people. See, this gives people hope. I hope this gives people hope because there always needs to be hope, I think, in relationships. Thank you, ladies. 10 minutes for the hour.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Right now, we hear a lot about what divides us, but Americans are united on the need to keep up the pace of biomedical innovation. In a poll we conducted in 2016, we found that 95% of Americans believe that medical discoveries can improve the overall quality of healthcare. 94% say that medical discoveries can help the U.S. to maintain its competitive edge in science. Americans also understand what is needed to keep discovery going. Over half of those polls recognize correctly that private medical companies invest the most in new discoveries, spending almost twice what the federal government does. Strong public policies that support medical innovation are unifying in a time of political polarization. Policymakers should act to take down the barriers to innovation. For more details, check out Facebook Better Healthcare.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap.
These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, for as we continue with an examination of your mind and figuring out how your hidden powers work, for a discussion with Uri Geller, mystifier, paranormalist, motivator. Last week we were talking about the significance of numbers, and we got to 11. I said I wanted to go further with that today, but I also want to, because the theme of our conversation today has been love and romance and staying together and figuring out how, if it's good, or if the desire is to make it good. You and your wife, Hannah, have been together for a long time. What do you attribute that to? How do you, why do you think you and Hannah have stayed together as long as you have?
Well, okay, if you brought up already the number 11, then let's count 11 powerful words that could basically spell out intimacy. Closeness. Think about the word closeness. You want to be close to a person that you love. Togetherness, which is different than closeness. Affinity. Think about that. Rapport. Attachment. You have to be familiar with the person you're with. Then, on the same token, you've got to find friendliness. You've got to be friends with that person. You have to know what true, unconditional friendship is. Affection, warmth, confidence, all these things make up an amazing relationship. And if you do have that, then the longevity is limitless. amazing. Of course, there are ups and downs. We all know that. Nothing is perfect in life. But you can come close to perfection if you both very deeply understand each other. Does that make sense to you, Doug?
Well, it makes sense in that, and maybe in this circumstance, because I know you as well as I do, and Hannah, and how the two of you operate. I think part of it comes from your tradition. You're both from Israel. You both have that Jewish tradition. You both have grown up in it. And I think that's part of what, in a closed or closer society, like that's a small country, and there are, you know, a lot of people live tight in. So the customs, the mores, the standards that you've grown up around have stayed with you. Whereas if you spread out, like look at your children, your daughter lives in Los Angeles, your son lives in London, and they have, you know, they've spread, not that you haven't been all over the place, but your intimacy has been with your wife and her brother, who's your business manager. You've been very intimate with these people, and sometimes familiarity breeds contempt. So I'm telling you that I have great respect for you and how you've been able, and all of them, it's not just you, it's all of them, have been able to put all of this stuff into perspective and keep the intimacy that you have going for all of pretty much all your life.
Yeah, but we all have to understand that an intimate relationship is an interpersonal relationship that involves physical and or emotional intimacy. And physical intimacy is basically characterized by friendship, platonic love. You can also call it romantic love. These are all things that build up a very, very powerful relationship. But then again, there are outside sources that could interfere. But if you're strong and you're powerful together, it's like taking two strands of rope. It's easier to tear one strand than two. It's much more difficult to tear three or four. So I see it like that, and I also give space, freedom, and I'm a positive thinker. Hannah is a positive thinker. I think that's really important in a relationship, and then to understand the little ups and downs. And that's why the longevity is there.
I would say Hannah understands you perfectly, or pretty close to perfectly, and so does Shippy. Do you think you understand them, Hannah especially, as well as she understands you?
Yes, I believe so. So what we should do now is really talk to all our listeners right now, wherever they are, that, first of all, from today or tomorrow morning, start igniting that love in the love energy that you all have, which kind of ebbs away through time, but there are many tools that you can use to ignite it and flourish it and then touch other people with it. And I think that's a great exercise to wake up to tomorrow morning.
Think about how you can make the day better for your partner, and in doing so, make it better for yourself. It's all about thoughts. Thoughts are things. Uri is the master of that, the mind master. Uri Geller, website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Your hidden power, a lot of focus on what makes the world go round. And it's hour 59 past the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.